This is the Ask Amberlee Show. First, I want to acknowledge the sponsor of this podcast is Manicure Magazine, my new health and lifestyle publication. It is $14.99 every quarter, $59 for the year. You can go online at manicuremagazine.com and order and subscribe to get it delivered to your door every 90 days. So with that, I'll say welcome to the Ask Amberlee Show, Jen Pow Pow.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited. This is my first time ever recording a podcast in a studio. I've only recorded a podcast once before with a friend via Zoom in 2020.
Gosh.
So does that even count?
No.
You know?
No, scratch that. This is an in-studio real podcast. Not that the other one wasn't. But no, I still have you as Jen Pow Pow on my phone.
That's isn't that perfect? Funny?
Yeah.
It's still my... Pow Palatalk is still my last name.
Yeah.
We've been married for 7 years now. I never changed it. It's just unique.
You're kind of branded.
That's what I say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I love it. We're going to get into all of that. We've known each other for, it's been like 22 years, I think.
Yes.
That's crazy. And when I was thinking about it, I was like, gosh, we've been in each other's lives for so long. And it's not that we just went to high school. We did cheerleading together. We were, you know, away camp and all those things. And it
is so
fun.
And then reconnecting after college.
Exactly. Too. Yeah. Yep. So your journey has been so interesting to watch, just at, like, knowing you, obviously, but then also just watching you go on your path has been so inspiring, too. So I did want to touch on all those things. But first, you are the, like, original influencer.
Oh, well, thank you.
I think of that as, well, you've always been an influencer, because even in cheerleading, I'll never forget this one time.
Oh, gosh.
You, Jordan, and Haley. Uh-huh. Okay. Three peas in a pod.
We're still best friends.
Yeah. Still best friends.
Today.
Yeah. So we're all on cheerleading together. And you three come up to me and you're like, you're the spokesperson. Of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Number one influencer. Okay. So you're like, okay. So we all talked and the whole team agrees, by the way. I was like, okay. And
that's something I would say.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, because you're influencing, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you're like, well, the whole team agrees. You need to go change this one thing. And I'll keep it as vague as possible.
Oh, my God. I want to know. What is it?
It was somebody on the team needed to change something and no one wanted to say it because it was a sensitive situation.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. Oh. And you're like, you know. One of the coaches like doesn't really like us. You just came out and said it and you're like, and she'll listen to you. So like you go and you say it, like we've all nominated you and you're co-captain, you can do it. I was like, okay, I don't sure. So I'm like, okay, yeah, no, she's right. Like that, you know, needs to be handled.
Yeah.
So I go and I approach the situation and try to handle it. And I got my ass chewed.
Oh, no.
No, it's okay. I was like, you know, it's fine. You know what happened, though? Exactly. The end result was exactly what you wanted. And I was like, Jennifer Palatalk.
Okay.
The original influencer.
That's really funny that you say that, because in my little notebook right here, I wrote down this weird question that I have.
Okay.
And it was that, you know how you have very specific memories of people that have come into your life at one point or another?
Yeah.
And while they can be really trivial memories, you can still very vividly picture.
Yeah.
Them.
Yeah.
And it makes you wonder, like, what memories do people have of me that are so vivid to them?
Yeah.
And does that affect them in their current daily life?
Yeah.
And it makes me think back about things I did. But the good thing about that, of being so aware about that now, is that I feel like it makes me think a little bit more now in the way that I handle situations and do things to make sure that I don't give somebody a bad memory.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, you know, and part of that is you're net one. You're never going to have control over that because right. the way people feel. Perceive you, I know. You know,
I'm a control person.
Well, so I do know that.
Yes.
Yes. But in the best of ways, I think. I mean, I love that you're so bold and fierce, and you're probably not going to think this, but I love that to a degree, you don't really care what people think about you.
I do like this tiniest little bit, but in the end, like, no, I don't. Like, I'm still going to do what I want to do.
That I've always struggled with.
Strength and weakness.
You know? No, I do love that. Yeah, and you're very aware if someone doesn't like you and you don't care and you're like, don't care. I, especially in high school, would have been like a little bit more devastated, but also, you know, you can't control it.
Right.
So that, but I've always loved that about you, that you truly don't care. And I think that's what's gotten you so far, is especially influencing on social media today. I think it's gotten you to a certain degree where most people just stop because of all the comments or, you know, not agreeing or they have a different style or, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And you can't be all things to all people. No. And I think that's something that I struggle with sometimes, but you have always been so steadfast in that. And I love that about you.
Well, thank you. I agree with all of that to the extent of, while I don't care necessarily what people think of me, mm-hmm. I never want to hurt anyone's feelings.
Yeah.
And sometimes with that, I'll filter myself a little bit just mm-hmm. because I'm like, I don't want to offend this person.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of happened more over the years because, like I said, of being just more hyper aware of like memories I have of people and the memories I might have of me, even though, like you said, it's their perception of
people,
and you can't really control that. But, well, I'm sorry that you got your ass handed to you. I come bearing gifts.
Oh my gosh. Really?
Some gifts. Yes. Well, you know, this morning I was doing my research and I remembered, like, you are a lash girly.
I am.
And so
I'm a lash girly.
We're both wearing our lashes right now.
Yes.
I've got on my Lily Lashes self adhesive lashes.
Oh,
so
cool.
They're heat activated by your body.
No gosh.
No glue.
Okay.
I need that. You do. So I brought you some and I brought you also the little applicator too. And you know, so when I make mistakes, I fix it.
You do.
Fix it with some lashes. So these are all for you.
Oh my gosh, that is so nice.
Yes,
Thank you so much.
I'm so excited to bring them to you.
Oh,
you're going to love them. Your life, I'm telling you, your life is going to be changed by the no glue thing. I can do it in my car. I can do them anywhere. And the applicator really helps. So.
Ooh, thank you so much. Seriously, I mean, you're already like, preemptively, you're welcome. you're going to thank me later at some point.
Yes.
Oh my God. I love that. Thank you so much. Seriously. They're beautiful. Those are definitely lashes that I would wear. I like dramatic lashes and I know that's not always the thing, but I like it. And I'm like, I look like it. Just,
yeah. Well,
a dance recital.
I think your features like work well with,
bigger lashes.
Like bigger lashes. I don't as well. I just have like smaller eyes. And so I just like that. I have to do the boring lashes, you know?
The Filipino lashes.
Yeah. But I brought you the Va Va Voom ones. So
thank you so much. I love it.
Yes.
Okay. So yes, you are hot off the rack. Is that how you pronounce it too?
I do, because it's supposed to be the play on words.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my first memories of it was it was around graduation or right before, and you started posting. And my question for you is, did you know that this was already a career and you decided to just go for it? Or you started posting and you were like, okay, this is taking off in a different direction?
No. So when I started, I was in my fifth year of college that my mom made me pay for. She was only going to pay for 4 years. Mm-hmm. I decided to change my major multiple times. I feel like I have to give you a little backstory.
Yeah, go ahead. Please do. Okay. Yes.
And I will say that over time, I've like told this story so many times that it started to get boring to me. And I'm like, let's make it exciting.
Yeah.
So I ultimately, like, I really wanted to be a writer. Okay. So I went into journalism for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And found out that my teachers do not think I'm a writer. And that's because I write so much with I write so much with like heart and emotion. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to broadcast journalism,
that's not,
they don't care about your heart and emotion. Yeah. They need the story without your opinion.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't have to tell you my opinion.
That, which I love about you.
Yeah. And so that wasn't for me.
Yeah.
So then I did, from there, I did theater performance because I was like, okay, fine, I'll be an actor.
Yeah, because I can emote.
Yes, yeah. I'll be an actor. So I did theater performance and then I went and interned in Disney World for a whole semester because I was like, you know, this is where I'm going to be found here and become, you know, what I would have loved to have been was a Disney
princess.
Disney princess. Yeah. Yes. But also like a Disney Channel star. Like I love those little shows.
Oh my gosh. Wait, love did them. You do Stuck in the Suburbs or was that Bridget? And you know how there were a few of us who went in the background of Stuck in the Suburbs. Do you remember that Disney film?
Oh,
yes, it was Bridget and Courtney and I think some other.
Okay, peer I know exactly what you're talking about. I remember when that happened. And yes, I didn't get to go to that.
I didn't go, but yeah.
But I do remember when that happened.
Yeah.
So I went and interned there. I thought I was going to be a Disney princess. I learned a song. My current best friend, as well as best friend since I was 6, Haley.
Yeah.
She came with me. My now husband drove us 11 hours so I could go audition. And so I learned the dance and I, you know, practiced my song the whole way that I was going to sing. And then it turns out they're like, oh yeah, you're too short to be a face character.
Really?
You can be a furry character. Yeah. You have to be at least 5'2" and I'm 5'3" is where I learned.
Wait, you have to be at least 5'2"?
At least 5'2" to be a face character in Disney World. And the reason why is because you need to be, not only do you need to look like the character, but you have to look like the other people who are playing the character because you can't have like a 5'10 Cinderella one day and then the next day she's 5 feet. Like it's confusing to kids.
So 5'3", you said, wait.
5'2", and I'm 5'3".
Oh, 5'3". I thought you were 5'3".
No, sorry.
Okay, got it.
So I was not chosen to be a princess or anything of that sort. Aww. And they said that I could work in food and beverage. So I worked at Pecos Bill in Magic Kingdom, where I don't know if you know this, but they do not have trash bags. They have trash bins.
Okay.
For hours at a time, I would go and I would swap out the bins. I had a little cart. And I also wear this big floral skirt with a white puffy shirt, black tennis shoes.
Yeah.
And I would go swap out the trash cans. And then I would take the full trash bin, roll it to the back of Pecos Bill, empty it into this big tunnel because, you know, in Magic Kingdom, they have these tunnels all beneath, right? Have you ever heard of it? Okay. Yes. So that's where the trash goes. Just like in the Grinch.
Okay.
How they have, you know, the Grinch, the mountain, his lair, where the trash, that's exactly what happens.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. So you pick up the trash bin and you empty it into this tunnel and you press a button and it just goes zoop, 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 zoop all through the tunnels.
Okay.
And that's what I would do. And I would also sing Happy Birthday in a Western accent with a cowbell to people.
What?
And sometimes I would swap out the banana peppers and pickles for, I did this for 4 months of my life.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. To be found.
Nobody. No one found
I'm
you.
Still waiting to be found.
Well, to be fair, you were too short to be found.
They couldn't see me down there. No, they could not see me down there. So then I come back and I'm like, it's fine. I did leave out a detail. Yeah. So like I said, I really wanted to be a princess.
Yeah.
And I was not, but I still had to see them all the time. All the princesses hung out together in the tunnels. They would walk with weights in their hands through the tunnels.
Why?
Like, you know, for a workout.
Oh my gosh, this is so interesting.
All the princesses together. And I'll just like walk by my big floral skirt with black tennis shoes and the white puffy shirt.
You are an investigative journalist. Okay.
Thank you.
Finally. Yeah.
Thank you. And I worked with people who considered Mickey Mouse their boss.
What?
That's like the type of people that I would sit next to on the bus. And we would go to the Mouseketeria to eat.
No.
Yes. And the princesses all sat together while I just sat there with my janitor internship because, you know, that's what I was doing, taking out the trash. Somebody's got to do it.
Oh my gosh.
Somebody does have to take out the trash.
Were you living in Orlando this whole time by yourself? Or were you?
So you live in an apartment with, I had 5 roommates.
Okay.
Yeah. So we all had different jobs throughout.
Were any of them princesses?
Yeah. Nobody was a princess. One of my roommates, she did get to, she worked in Animal Kingdom and she was the safari driver.
Oh my gosh. And so that's
she had
to, cool.
It was. So yeah. She had like a whole spiel and yeah. I thought that was pretty cool for her.
Yeah.
But that was as close as we got to any type of character.
This is fascinating. I did not know any of this background. This is like, we should have popcorn. This is so good.
Yes. And so like I said, I come back from Disney World. I tried my time at doing theater performance, but I wasn't quite, I'm really weird, mm-hmm. but I wasn't weird enough for mm-hmm. theater performance.
Yeah, I know. You are like very grounded at the same time. Yeah.
I couldn't.
Yeah. You're too normal.
Yeah. So then I attempt fashion merchandise because mm-hmm. I was like, well, you know, I love fashion. Mm. And the thing with Louisiana is I never wanted to own a boutique or work in a boutique. Yeah. And that's kind of what your options are when it comes to fashion.
You're right.
There's nothing wrong with those things. It's just I had worked in boutiques and it wasn't
stimulating to you, honestly. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So I did fashion merchandise as my major. No offense to anybody who's in it, mm-hmm. but also it wasn't for me. It was mm-hmm. kind of like I could learn this just by working in a boutique. Like, why are we doing this as a major? What I should have been doing was business or market. Mm-hmm. Didn't do that. So then I decided to change my major again.
Oh my gosh.
Because I somehow got the opportunity to be the fashion editor for a local magazine. And at the time it was called Dig. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, you know, I should change my major to creative writing mm-hmm. to be a better creative writer. Wrong. Instead, we were going to learn about creative writers from the early 1900s that I literally did not care about, nor was it helping me with my writing.
Yeah.
And so I walk into class one day and everybody has Scantrons on their desks. And I'm like, let me just reach in my bag to see if I have one. Cause I didn't know we had a test that day.
Yeah.
And I can't find one. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to go.
Yeah.
And so by this point, we got lost along the way. But at this point, I was in my fifth year of college.
Okay.
My mom only paid for 4 years. Mm-hmm. And in my fifth year was when I started my blog. I started it when I was working in a restaurant mm-hmm. as a server, working at a clothing boutique. So I'd have clothes to wear. Mm-hmm. The server part was so I could afford my rent.
Right.
Boutique to have clothes. Mm-hmm. Fashion editor,
right,
to support career, mm-hmm. life career.
Yeah.
And then I started my blog as a way to hopefully find a job in the fashion industry. So okay. It was kind of to like show what I could do. Mm-hmm. So I was doing all of these things while still in my fifth year of college.
Gosh.
And, you know, I walk into that class and everybody has Scantrons on their desk and yeah. like, I'm just going to go.
Yeah.
And that was the end of school.
And you didn't go back. Years,
I never went back.
Yeah.
And I would never recommend anyone to do that now. Mm-hmm. But if I ever needed to, I could go back to school, number one.
Yeah.
Number two, there are plenty of different paths to success.
Yes.
Besides school.
Mm-hmm.
As a mom.
Yeah.
Paying for school now, I'm like, oh,
yeah.
If my child went for 5 years and didn't graduate.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so that's how it all began, was for me wanting to find a job in the fashion industry. This was 13 years ago.
Yeah.
I had no clue that it was a job itself. I don't think anybody knew at mm-hmm. that point. We were all learning and we were all posting different types of content that we didn't really know how people would respond to it. Mm-hmm. But that's where we go again with the, I didn't care.
Yeah.
I had no shame. I was messaging people on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, go check out my blog. Like, I wasn't worried at all. Mm-mm. If anybody wasn't gonna like it. And that's why I was saying, like, you give some of that Virgo energy. Of,
really?
Like, I feel like you're brave and bold in things that you do and not worrying about what other people
think. Thank you.
You know? And, yeah. Yeah, I love.
Thank you.
I love Virgos, but now I have learned that I also like
Aquarius. So. Yeah, I know. You're like, you come in here, you're like, you give Virgo energy. I was like, I'm Aquarius. And then I was like, I think I have like 11 houses in Capricorn or something.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have a lot of Virgo. I think my moon is Leo. And anyway, so I think the Leo thing is the boldness that gotcha. Comes through. But yeah, it is funny that you said that, but I appreciate that. I mean, you never know how you come across to other people or the world because
yeah.
you're not you know, putting out any of your insecurities on the line, you know, but you, one of the biggest things that I think is that you do have to put yourself out there and just hope for the best. Like, I, the thing about you is that you, you know, going in, people probably aren't going to like me, and you just go and do it and you don't care. You're on the path for yourself. It's your expression. And I love that. For me, I'm so sensitive to what everyone's feeling or thinking or doing. So I'm feeling all of it as I'm doing it. And I'm like, oh my God, this is like, I have to go, you know, not look at this.
Yeah.
Because it's hard. But, you know, I think that I would rather put something out there for people because I'm doing it for me, but I'm also doing it because I'm trying to, especially with the magazine, I'm trying to explain to people things about health and lifestyle and help them with those things. Yes. And connect with the community and all that good stuff. So, I think I am still trying to just forget all of that and just do it for me.
Yes.
And I think it's so great that you can just do that. You know, I love that about you because I think we reconnected back in to 2014, I think. And I graduated college and I was starting my own business at that point. And I was turning to you because you had already been blogging.
Yeah.
And posting, and you had a bunch
of
followers.
In 2012. So,
okay. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Yeah. So you had
February, your birth month.
Really? You did. Did you start February 9th?
Shoot.
That would be wild if you did.
Okay. After this, we're looking.
We're looking. Yeah. Cause that's wild. So yeah, well, I opened my business in November of 2013.
Okay.
So at 2014, this was like June of 2014, you and I circled, you were in your apartment in Covington, downtown Covington. And I ran over to your place. We just caught up and everything. And you were like, you know what? I just dropped out of college and I'm just doing this thing. And it was, you were so, in some ways brazen that me having a degree, I felt a little bit more trapped, which is interesting because I think mentally you kind of like sink or swim. I'm going for it.
Right.
I didn't have that. I had a lot of mental constructs around what I was doing. And I think that held me back in a lot of ways that it, you didn't have that. And
I
that's so such
a
gift.
La La Land a little bit.
You do. Like,
do you watch Friends?
I do. Yeah.
Okay. You know that episode where they're listening to what everybody's thinking in their mind?
Yeah.
And Joe is like, doo, 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 doo.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
It's just empty music. I'm confirmed. Yeah. That's me.
It
so
is.
I think a lot of it is just like my naive self, you know?
It's a gift. Okay. It's definitely a gift. So no, I love that about you. And then also I love, you've always kind of been into fashion and, I mean, I remember stretching as a cheerleader and, you know, we're stretching on the blue mats and stuff and you just come sniff over, you're sniffing me and you're like, light blue Dolce & Gabbana. Yes. I was like, yes. Yeah. How do you know that? You've always been so good at just recognizing scents and fashion trends. And I mean, it's always been in you. So, but it's funny. You
like
follow me around.
That's one of your vivid memories.
Yeah. And it's light blue Dolce & Gabbana perfume. Yep.
But do you see what I'm saying? Like there are things that I did that like people remember.
Yeah.
Oh God. I hope that it at least makes them smile now.
You know, you were never a mean girl. You were never like rude. You were always just Jen.
And in my own little world. And,
yeah.
But over time, my husband will point this out to me that with me being in my own little world, that sometimes, you know me, I said I don't like to hurt people's feelings.
Yeah.
But like, when you are in your own world, you're not always aware of everyone else's. And sometimes you're not as sensitive to things that, that bother them. And like you said, you can't please everyone. Mm-hmm. But, I have been trying to be a little bit better about being more aware of other people and not just myself because it's definitely my selfishness is a strength and weakness. It's a strength in like how I'm able to laser focus in on what I want and get there and I will figure out how I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
But then sometimes a weakness in the way that sometimes the people around me feel like I'm not paying attention to them.
Yeah. Well, so. You know, you having best friends for so long, I mean, Haley and Jordan specifically too, that's a testament to you are still a good person, you know, and I think business, the nature of business requires you to be selfish and self-focused, yeah. Which is why it's majority, like the majority of it is a male dominated yeah. industry, you know, because they are soul focused, which is great. You need to be, you know, so I've always admired that in you. And it is, I think, a real strength in getting you far in business. But yeah, socially, it's probably a little Achilles heel for you.
Yeah, well, maybe they're still my friends because they're my only friends. I'm just kidding. Yeah. but what's so funny that you say that as a testimony is last weekend, Blake was out of town mm-hmm. and it was Brooks's birthday. It was my 3-year-old's birthday.
Aww.
And I somehow convinced Jordan to come stay the night at my house with her daughter so we wouldn't have to be alone on his birthday because I'm a big scared kid.
Yeah, yeah.
Being in the house by myself. And I told my mom that the next day and she's like, what is wrong with you? But also, she's like, what a gift that you were able to manipulate another mm-hmm. grown up to come stay the night.
Influencer.
Yes.
Influencer. Every time.
So, yeah. So,
I love that about you. But yeah, you have not changed in the best of ways. I just, you've always been so much fun, you know, emote anything that's on your mind, you know, it is, I love that about you. So,
you.
Okay. So yeah, did you, when you were going in this direction for Hot Off the Rack, were you going against any of like your family line expectations?
Oh, yes.
What were those?
Pissed that I didn't graduate college. Mm. And even now to this day, my mom's like, how's your business going? Is everything okay? Like, what can I do to help you? But also, I don't know if you've seen any of my content with mm-hmm. my mom.
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
The people are obsessed with her.
Yeah.
So actually, she could be very much help to me
mm-hmm.
Because they like her. They yeah. really like my views skyrocket when she's around. And what's funny is like, we're not best friends.
Mm-hmm.
We are very much a mother-daughter duo. Not best friends. Okay. It had something like people would message me all the time and be like, it's so sweet, like that you're best friends with your mom. And I'm like, we're actually not. Like, mm-hmm. and I texted my mom and I'm like, do you think we're best friends? And she's like, no, I should show you the response. But it was very much like we're close, but mm-hmm. I'm your mother.
Yeah.
And you're my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And we like respect the, like, kind of like the authority.
Yeah, it's a boundary.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And because sometimes, you know, that best friend relationship hinders the mother-daughter
mm-hmm.
aspect.
Yeah.
And I mean, she's still very much my mother in the way that, like, sometimes when I have new friends around and they start to tell a story, I'm like,
yeah,
not in front of her. She can't know. Like, I'm gonna get in trouble. Like one of my, like my mom
in your 30s. Yeah.
Yes. Like we just went on a trip to New York, and yeah. my friend, who's also my photographer, came with yeah. us, and I gave her a whole brief of like things she was not allowed to talk about while we were on the trip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I'm like, you don't understand,
Mama Bear. Yeah.
And then of course something happened to where she made us walk back 20 minutes in the rain because she was so pissed at me for spending too much money on Ubers. Like I was trying to keep that from her of how much the Uber costs. And then she found out. And when she yeah. found out, she's like, no more Ubers.
Yeah.
We're walking.
Yeah. She
20 minutes in the rain.
Such a mom. Gosh. In heels.
In heels.
She runs a tight ship.
She does.
Yeah.
But they like her. And okay. So that was what I was going to tell
yeah.
you. That, so I don't know if you know this, whenever I was pregnant with Brooks, I decided that I wanted to start a podcast.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. And so I come up with all these ideas. I brand it. I launch it. Don't actually start it because I'm literally 30-something weeks pregnant.
Yeah, yeah.
And about to sell my house and then have the baby.
Oh, God.
It was not good timing.
Mm-hmm.
And then ever since then, you know, we moved around everywhere, renting different places until we finally finished the house. And it wasn't until just recently that my mind has shifted about what the podcast would be about. What I wanted to start, it for was to raise more awareness about the lack of care that we have for women in between pretty much like once you have the baby.
Okay. Yeah.
You're over. You're done. We don't really care about you. Mm-hmm. Now it's about the baby, right? Yeah. And I had some health issues come up. I had postpartum hypertension where I ended up in the ER.
Okay.
And I wouldn't have known if I didn't take my blood pressure.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like, I'm not saying that our doctors weren't there. It's just like, they're kind of done with you at that point. And they do like a little checkup, but like you're not monitored anymore. And there's not any type of other healthcare that guides you through that time.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe there are, as far as like, no, really, because like your midwife, she's there for the time of you having the baby. And again, it's about the baby. And so that was why I wanted to start the podcast. And I also started a nonprofit called Hot Mama Collective.
Oh, yes. I've seen that.
In which we give back to moms in need, because I did realize that throughout that process, even though I had a really unfortunate situation, I still had everything I needed. I had all the resources. I had the village. I had everything.
Mm-hmm.
I did have to advocate for myself.
Yeah.
But I was not unfortunate.
Yeah.
There are moms out there who do not have half, even a part of the things that I have.
Right.
And so I wanted to create that nonprofit to get women to come together to be that village for them that they don't have.
That's so nice.
Yes. And so the podcast was to create more awareness about that while also telling stories.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that I'm not close to that anymore. It's just that I feel a little bit more removed from it now that it's been a few years since I had my baby. It just feels different.
Right.
And while I still am going to continue that nonprofit, and while I will still advocate for women during that time of their lives of postpartum, I thought that it would be fun to do the podcast with my mom. Because we are, while we can be very much the same, we are very different.
Yes.
We are on two opposite ends. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that makes for a very interesting conversation.
That's
because
true.
We can also still agree to disagree.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's important, especially in this time of the world where everybody thinks that like, if you are not in line with somebody's views.
Yeah.
That like you shouldn't be friends.
Right, right.
And I don't think that.
Yeah.
I think that's how we learn new things.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. How would we, if we all believed the same stuff and felt the same way, firstly, that would be boring.
Right.
Secondly, we would never learn anything new.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I mean, you know, Jordan.
Yeah.
She doesn't mind me saying this, but we've been best friends for years, but we're very different. And our views are very different. But I learn things from her all the time.
Right. Yeah.
And I wouldn't learn these things if we weren't friends.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think it's important to keep different opinions around you. Mm-hmm. And I that doesn't mean that you have to change your opinion.
Exactly.
But like you can feel comfortable in yours and respect theirs.
Exactly. So. I know there's such an intolerance for that these days. And it's really a shame because, like you said, you do learn from other people expressing what their beliefs are because it might resonate with you and it might not, but it's not up to you. Like, it doesn't mean you should not love that person or, you know, think they're stupid or whatever because they don't have the same beliefs. But, you know, we're so programmed as a society to fit in with that like mindset, that groupthink mindset, that if you go against the grain, you're going to be ousted out of the group, you know? So there is that actual nervous system fear, but in today's world, especially, you know, we don't operate out of a tribe in that mindset, you know, for survival. It's really, you know, you can move to another city and find a new community, you know, it's not as difficult these days, but that nervous system is not wired that way. So I think for some people, their nervous system might be primed to be a little bit more intense. So they might feel that threat, like an actual threat, where other people, if you're like, you're very confident and calm in your nervous system and you're connected to yourself. So I think that's not as big of a threat for you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's not right.
Which is
not
good.
Everyone can do that. But that's exactly why I was like, I feel like this podcast would be great because of the fact that hopefully it can teach people.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we're mother daughter and we think so differently, but we can still dance together, be ridiculous and have fun. And like, it's okay to not think the same way.
That is great.
Yes. Wait, you said something a second ago that made me have, that brought up a question.
Yeah.
Shoot, what was it? Oh, I remember.
Okay.
I remember. Okay, just now you were saying that that I'm calm and confident. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to ask you, though, when I walked in here, if you were paying attention to it, like, what was the type of energy that I was giving off? I'm just interested.
Yeah.
And then I want to hear what you say at the end of the episode about my energy.
Yeah. That's so funny. It's so Jen. Well, you know,
and this is not a test. I'm just curious about my own self.
No, yeah, exactly. No, when you walk in, you're always very aware of things going on. You're taking in everything. You are processing things, especially because this was your first time here, and you are a curious person in general. So you were telling everyone hi. You're into everything. You're like putting your stuff down. You are very curious, I think, and a lot of energy is running very quickly in your nervous system. Like boom, 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 boom. You're trying to get it all together.
Yes.
So, but then once you understand the assignment or whatever it is, you're like, okay, go. Like it is almost like, you have a very good performance-based energy.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
That's so funny that you say that.
Yeah. So yeah, that's why you were also so great, even in cheerleading. The girl with the highest toe touch here, right here. I was great at the hurdler. Such a loser.
The hurdler is still important.
It is. Thank you.
It is.
Differences are important.
It needs a little bit more dimension.
It does.
Yeah.
Thanks. You know, I'm going strong with the hurdler because I feel like that move's fading. But you have always been so good at performing. You're curious. You want to investigate. You want to figure things out. You will go to the ends of the earth to figure it out. And you also are very, which I appreciate, you're very professional, where you even ask, like, what time do I need to walk in the building? You're very aware.
Yes.
So, but then you also know when there's a time to like perform and put it on and go in a different direction, or, you know, change whatever you need to do. I really like that. But yeah, performative energy.
I do do that.
Which I like.
Yeah. Well, recently I read to Beck's class, and mm-hmm. the teacher after was like, oh my gosh, like, were you a teacher? Like, do you want to teach? And I'm like, no, I'm just a performer.
Yeah.
Like
I worked at Disney. Okay.
Right. Yeah. Like I am great at like captivating the mm-hmm. kids' attention while reading a book, you know, because I'm a performer.
Mm-hmm.
But make me a teacher all day. Like, I can't do that.
Mm-mm. No,
it's not for me.
No, you're good with bursts of energy. And then you want to come down, have your time. Yeah. You're very, I would say, balanced.
Okay.
Yeah. So do you feel that way about yourself?
Yeah, no, it's definitely 100. Like, if I could have told you, like, if I could have described it, that's what I would have said.
Okay.
Like, there's a point where I'm like, I turn on, and that's what mm-hmm. I have to do. I have to be on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So,
but you do like your downtime. You are very grounded. You are. So it's good. I think it's why people relate to you on your hot off the rack socials and your blog and all of that. I think people resonate with, you are a small town, you know, hometown girl. And I think that is what resonates with so many people, because you're not putting on Dior every single day. You know, it's, you're looking at Walmart or Target or whatever's going to work.
Abercrombie.
There you go.
Some Abercrombie.
Yeah. Because you're like, you know what? It is, I want to reach the average girl, like what we all grew up around,
yes,
you know?
Right.
And I do appreciate that. I think that everyone, it can relate to it. And I think that's also why you've been so successful, is that you're not afraid to hide those parts of you that people might think look down upon in some ways. Like, oh, you're, you know, from a small town in Louisiana. Like, who are you? You know, you don't care. And I think it's great that you are so honest about your life and even your relationship with your mom, and, you know, saying we're not best friends and that's okay, you know, or my best friend and I have different beliefs and that's okay too. Like, all of those things. I like that you're so accepting and you are so curious and you do learn from that, and you're grounded. You're grounded energy.
So you're saying I'm perfect.
Well, Jen, you know, I will say you had a perfect toe touch. No. So,
and that is very Virgo of me. Virgos, yeah. Like they seek perfection.
Yep.
So,
oh yeah. Do you know what your moon sign is?
I don't. So I'm actually, I don't know that much about astrology. I just know a lot about myself.
Okay.
And I know, right? Yeah. And I know that my husband is compatible with me.
Okay. Well, so, that's enough. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I'm also like, as far as like friendships go too, I'm compatible with, my 5-year-old.
Aww.
And then our 3-year-old's wild. He's a Gemini, stubborn.
Oh,
like very, yeah. Very much. Gemini.
I would like him. He's an air sign. So I'm an air sign too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we'll have to get into that. But okay. So another question for you is, do you know what I do?
Well, to an extent,
mm-hmm.
because I guess you could say I thought I did. And then when I was listening to the podcast episodes, I was like, shoot. And then, like I said, right before we started, you know, before I walked in to record mm-hmm. with you, I was in the middle of a really good part
mm-hmm.
of the episode. It was, if you want me to, can I say?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So it was when you got this office and it was with the medium.
Mm-hmm.
And then something was about to be explained and I missed that. So maybe why don't you tell me
okay.
what happened?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So, well, by trade, I'm a doctor of metaphysics and an alternative medical practitioner. So it's twofold. So one is the doctor of metaphysics part is I can look at frequency or energy or it's really your thoughts, beliefs, emotions, the things that you can't hear, see, taste, touch, smell. It's beyond the 5 main senses of perception, kind of like Wi-Fi and Bluetooth, right? So okay. You can't see Wi-Fi or Bluetooth, but everyone agrees it exists and it's a wave of energy
right.
that carries information.
Yes.
And creates a physical impact, a physical expression of like you can stream things on your phone, you can, you know, whatever you want to do with that. So the human body works the same way. It's a similar technology. So I will work with the thoughts, beliefs, and emotions in somebody to change patterns. It could be family line patterns. It could be relationship patterns. It could be health things in general. So it will affect you. If it's affecting your health, it's affecting everything in your life. If it's affecting your relationship, it's affecting everything in your life. So where I pull on one string, it doesn't matter because the whole ball is going to come undone in the best of ways.
Yes.
So that's the metaphysics part. The alternative medical practitioner part is I'll look at your blood work, your genetics, your, you know, genetic mutations, things like that, that also are reflective of what's
right,
going
they
on.
They all work together.
Exactly.
So, yes.
So the emotions, beliefs, thoughts are the undercurrent. It's the underpinnings of what's getting expressed physically in your blood work or physically in your genetic mutations. But I can work from the bottom up with the thoughts, beliefs, and emotions, or I can work from the top down with the genetic mutations, supplementation, lifestyle things, all of that. So it's a full circle thing. So it's a holistic health,
yes,
basically.
Right.
So yeah, that's how I work. But with that comes the psychic medium side of it because it is the waves of energy, right? So that, and I was never intending to be a psychic medium or use that as anything. It's really just waves of energy. So yes, when I first opened my business in 2013, I was working in an office space with someone who was a former nurse and she practiced as a psychic medium. And
yeah.
She walks into my office and I'm like, oh gosh, I'm working with people with their health issues and giving them exercise prescriptions and nutrition and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, everyone who sits down just starts crying. And she's like, yeah, you're a psychic medium. I was like, no, I rebuke that. Nope, I am not.
Wow.
Yeah, so I guess I just was really offended at first because I was so like medical based in my mind. And I had all these certifications and I worked at a world renowned research institute on Alzheimer's and dementia. And so I was very much so like spreadsheets, science, I was pre-med in college, you know, everything. My major was exercise science and I double minored in neuroscience and psychology. So I was science, science, science.
Yes.
So when someone tells me that and I go straight to the New Orleans Palm Readers in Jackson Square, you know, wearing a turban or whatever it is. And I'm like, what, you know? So that I didn't like. And then when I really thought about it, I was like, you know, okay, let me get over myself. And, you know, maybe I am. Okay, great. What does that look like? And is there a science to this? Because if there's a science, then my ego could calm down.
I never even thought if there was a science to it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, turns out there is.
Okay.
So yeah, that was why I got into metaphysics because that was my journey into the metaphysics part. Because so I went and got another bachelor's degree in metaphysics, a master's in metaphysics, and then a doctorate in metaphysics. So that was a whole new world, but it also felt like a fish in water. Like I just felt, got it. Like it was almost like a remembering for me.
Yeah.
So that made a lot of sense. So now I utilize that in my practice. If I'm talking with someone and, you know, their grandmother or someone's coming through, I'm not having a sit down where everyone's going to sit down and I'm telling you, you know, oh, your grandma's wearing a pink robe and she wants to tell you this, whatever. I'm not knocking that at all, by the way, because I've had many a session like that where I've gotten so much out of session going to see psychic mediums that have helped me with that. But I will utilize it for whatever that person is seeing me for to get to the root of whatever their health issue is or their relationship issue or their financial issue. These loved ones on the other side are there. They have a certain perception and they will tell you it's all loving too.
Yeah.
So they're telling you things because they know you so well because they're sharing DNA with you.
Right.
So they're going to say, you know, X, Y, Z. And usually it's something that they absolutely need to hear, you know, so which changes their perception, which changes their blood chemistry, which changes their, it starts unraveling so many things.
Yeah.
So it's almost like a weird type of medicine. It's very interesting. So I wasn't expecting to ever do that, but you know, some of them push their way through and they want to tell you things about your life and yourself and stuff. So it has been very interesting, even utilizing it in my own life. It's been kind of fascinating, especially since my mom passed 2 years ago. I know you, I mean, she was sick for a while. Not a while, it was 2 years, but she had kidney failure and, heart failure and we couldn't figure out, you know, what was going on. And then, but I know your dad, you're very open about this, which is why I feel like I can say
can.
It. But, your dad has been sick for how many years?
So, he was diagnosed with MS 10 years ago.
Okay.
And it was manageable.
Mm-hmm.
Is it okay if we cry?
Yeah, go ahead.
Then he had the stroke. It was a big stroke, January 4th.
Okay. Of this year?
Of this year.
Okay. Gosh.
And after there was like signs of him being able to recover and then he went to the skilled nursing unit somewhere locally and he wasn't properly cared for. And I'm not saying those are bad people. There's a lot of people to care for.
Right, right.
And it's not their dad.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't have the means to be able to take him to my house.
Right.
And help him recover.
Right.
And then finally we got to the point where I told my husband. So during the 10 years that he had MS, he was living with a friend.
Okay.
And, so this friend was an interesting person. She's you know my personality.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it was hard for me to navigate this person's personality while also being with my dad at the same time. And I'm not saying that I never saw my dad. It's just like we would limit our time to spending time together because we would also have to be with that person.
Exactly. Okay. That makes sense. Yeah.
Yes. But then I told Blake later, I said that I don't hate her for that time. Like I hate myself that I couldn't just get past
like the disconnect of our personalities that I just would have spent more time.
Yeah.
And so I like begged him, even though he was very open to it too, mm-hmm. that I was like, we have to bring him home mm-hmm. on hospice. Like I can't let anybody else yeah. take care of him.
Right.
You know, and so he was, I mean, that's like a really big deal mm-hmm. to bring somebody home to your house.
Yeah.
And suddenly take on all these responsibilities. And he's mm-hmm. like, you know, I want to say yes to this, but like, I also need you to understand like what this means mm-hmm. for you.
Right.
You know, and I'm not saying that it's been easy. Mm-hmm. Because it's a lot to navigate for sure. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I am a very spiritual person. And through prayer, like people have showed up in ways that like I don't even deserve.
Wow. That is so amazing.
Yeah. Gosh. So I've definitely had all the help that I've needed now as far as navigating like the rest of my life.
Yeah.
That's been a little bit more challenging.
Yes.
He's almost been like the easier part. It's mm-hmm. it's trying to maintain everything else.
I totally know what you mean.
Yeah.
It is very difficult to balance that.
Yeah. And actually, like, I'm not a big crier. I don't mm-hmm. cry a lot. If I ever do, it's like in the shower. Mm-hmm. And but just recently, I've just been feeling like more guilt.
Yeah.
Of where my time needs to be spent. But mm-hmm. as a working mom who, like, my income very much matters.
It's yeah, like
I
for sure.
just get to do it for
right.
fun.
Right.
You know?
Right.
It's like hard to choose. Mm-hmm. They all still keep their value of what each thing is, but mm-hmm. like you still have to like pick and choose like what you're gonna pay attention to.
Do you mind if I use a little psychic mediumship for you right now?
You can, but first
okay.
I have to say this was a part of one of my questions.
Okay, go.
So, yeah, let me just
yeah
just
I love your
pull notebook. Out my notebook and yeah. I'm all right about everything. This is my manifest journal.
I love it.
My god journal. Right.
Okay. I like it.
So someone once told me that I have, this was in Charleston actually, Savannah.
Okay.
She told me that I actually have the ability to communicate with, I guess, spirits. That word kind of freaks me out, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
And then she said, but that something told me a long time ago that that was bad. So I have just like blocked that. Mm-hmm. I don't allow any of it in. We came to the conclusion that it was because like I went to a Catholic school all my life and like sometimes right. they're a little like anti other belief
for
systems,
sure. Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. And then also too, like my fear is if we let something good in, is that also allowing for something bad?
Right. Right.
In like something mm-hmm. I don't want to hear, something I don't want to know. So
yes.
That being gotcha. Said, be gentle with me.
Yeah.
I'm a really big scaredy cat.
I gotcha. So,
but go ahead.
No, it's all good. And that is a very common fear or hesitation because you don't know. And especially if you're not practiced in it.
Right.
It's just like real life. So if it's like some people are bad, some people are good. Right. Yeah. So you have to really use your discernment when that information is coming through or in. I've been trained on how to tune myself to understand when that frequency drops, uh-huh. get out, you know,
okay.
there,
okay.
because there is, so now that frequency doesn't even drop for me. Cause I've noticed like that boundary's good. Uh-huh. So it's, yes, there is that element to it, but if you can be, aware of how that frequency is, then you'll be able to maintain it. So yeah, I wouldn't recommend like dabbling in it. And if you're not
no,
trained in it, you know,
to. No, well, yeah, yeah. I just meant even with yeah. you talking to me about stuff.
Yeah.
Like I'm like, a.
So just to let you know, all that's coming through is of the highest energy that's okay. going to come through. So it's not anything that's going to be, you know, traumatizing or anything. So, okay. Yeah. So one of your guides is saying that, your dad has lived life. Your dad's lived life. You know, yes. you are at a stage right now where you are in like a peak of your life and yes. you, you know, there's a balance there that they're saying that you're, you can be there and help, but there's also, they want you to let go of that guilt because you are entitled to living your life. Mm-hmm. You're entitled to that.
Yeah.
You're entitled to, you know, enjoy and be with your family and be with your boys and all those great things and love life too. You know, it's hard sometimes they're showing like even joyful moments for you right now are muted because of that, like monkey on your back, you know, it's that, element where someone in your family is sick. And yeah. So you, the high is never as high as right. if that wasn't the case. Right. So they're showing that they're wanting you to get to expand on your joy because that is healthy for you.
Yeah.
It's healthy for him too. They're showing. So the more joyful experiences you can have and really fully embrace those joyful moments and the sweet spots of your life, they're yeah. showing that emanates in your family line, like in your DNA. It helps your dad. It helps you. It helps everyone. So they're also showing to let go of the guilt of that situation with his friend and you not spending enough time because that was a catalyst to get you to where he is today, which is great.
Yeah.
So they're saying that your mindset around it is, they're showing you're holding on to a perception of the way that looks and feels. And they're like, it's not really accurate. When you pull back as like a bird's eye view, they're showing like A plus B equals C. They're like, it's a formula. Like it moved into a direction that's really healthy and good today. So they're like, let that go. It doesn't matter. Like, you know, a few more moments or a few more minutes or whatever. They're like, it's, at the end of the day, you're always connected to your dad, regardless, yeah. you know, so they're showing that's not going to be, you know, at the end of the day, you know, a notch on something that's like, well, Jen didn't do that right. You know, that's,
yeah,
they're like, you need to let that go. So that is something that they're showing is going to help you and him moving forward. Carving out more time for, let's see, they're showing music, like your dad listening to music or you putting music on.
Yeah.
Is helpful, like extra helpful for okay. some reason. It's like very elevating for everyone.
Yeah.
So they're showing that is,
yeah, he likes music.
Okay.
So,
that's helpful. There's things from his past too that, they're showing like a cultural music too. I don't know if you're going to know what that is. They're showing any from like his childhood,
yeah.
something like that. Your mom might know. There's like a song or a dance or something around that energy. That's,
yeah.
that would be especially helpful. And then, yeah. So are they, do you have any fear that you're going to go down that route
of
MS or anything like that?
No, no. And I'll tell you why. Because
good.
Whenever he was first diagnosed with it, mm-hmm. We asked the doctor that. And he's like, no, you don't really mm-hmm. see that come down from like father to daughter. They're mm-hmm. like, sometimes I said like through, this is so weird, mm-hmm. but like an aunt to a niece sometimes. Like
interesting.
That, but like never like okay. through that line, which is, I never know. We also don't really know like where, what it stemmed from. The doctors think that he had it for years and years and years and years. And none of the symptoms ever presented themselves until something was probably triggered, potentially stress.
Mm, yeah. They're showing his personality type.
Yeah.
Was he more reserved or like is more reserved personality wise?
So he was a mixture. He's mm-hmm. he is very reserved, but also very, still very social. Mm-hmm. Like he wanted to, like there was a time where he worked at Starbucks and it's because he likes interacting with people.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're saying he likes making people feel good.
He does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's part of this they're showing.
Yeah.
That's so interesting. Almost like if he had a little more selfishness and self-focus, that would be healing.
Yeah.
So, it's so interesting how, well, they're just getting into the, like the frequencies of the things. Yeah. So, I don't see that you're a match for that. Like going down that route, I don't see that you're a match for that at all. No. So, but that is very interesting. Yeah. They're acknowledging that it's like years and years and years in advance, but there's a trigger at some point that can cause it, you know?
Wait, that can cause what?
MS. Like the physical expression of it, right?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
So, very interesting. Yeah. But look, you're doing what you can, you know, you're doing an excellent job, they're saying. So, the guilt, they just want you to let go of that guilt because that it's only going to hurt you, you know, and you can't change any of it. So
it's so weird when I can't control things because I'm so controlling.
Yeah. Well, you know, that control will get you.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah.
Gosh. Well, okay. So one of my questions for you actually was, do you have anyone in your family who's lived to be 100 or beyond? And if so, what do you think their secret is?
Yes. So my mom's uncle, so my grandmother's brother and sister both lived till 103 and 102.
Wow.
And then my grandmother is 90. And
amazing.
You probably did not, but like we just went to tea the other day and I shared like a video of it.
Yeah.
Grandmother's 90. Oh. And like she gets around like real well for 90.
That's amazing. You know? Yeah.
And you know, I think genetics play a huge role.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, I was listening to the podcast with Claire, I think was it.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And the grandmother who mentioned that she never raised
her. Yeah.
I think it was that she was saying, this is my own interpretation, that she never exerted her energy on negative things.
That's a very good way of saying it. Yeah, very perceptive.
And was just kind of like, let them be type thing and allows you to like live out a little better.
Mm-hmm.
So both of these people who lived to that age were very much that way. One of them was a brother.
Mm.
So, you know, he lived his life in the Catholic Church and like just serving people and stuff. Yeah. Like I never heard him yell.
Just like,
yeah. Like he only focused on the positive things.
Live and let live.
Same thing for my Aunt Jenny, and my grandmother's the same way. She's very just like, oh, look. And I use that every morning, like whenever I'm writing, just like she would say things to me as a kid, like, oh, do you know how lucky you are to like lay your head on a pillow in a comfy bed? I'm like, yeah. Like that's not like abnormal.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
But not everyone has it.
Right. Exactly.
And like, even though everyone around you that you can see does, like, still, like, how lucky are we that we were born to this family and to have this house and to be in this bed? Like, and I've really adopted that way of thinking, especially when writing in my gratitude journal.
Yeah.
It's life changing.
Yes. Gratitude will chemically change things in your body.
100%. And that was one of my questions for you.
Yeah.
You want me to, you want me to pull it out?
And your handy dandy notebook. Yes.
So it was. So much I wrote in here.
That's good. Lay it on me.
You can picture blah, 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 blah. Ah, here it is. Okay. So I'm the type of person that I believe there is so much power in truly believing that everything is going to be okay because I feel like it's that driving force that helps you take the necessary steps to make it be okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, and with that, you have to remain positive because you have to focus on like the positive outcome and not like the negative what ifs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Acknowledging that those what ifs are there and how we would navigate around them if those pop up,
right?
You know, and I'm like this through and through all the time.
And someone once told me that I was gaslighting myself. And then I was like, I don't even know if I know what gaslighting is. But then I was like, is that a bad thing that I'm so like laser focused on positivity that like I'm being ignorant to?
No, because you're using it in a way, you don't have an intolerance to bad things. That's very different.
Oh, okay.
So if you were like allergic to someone expressing negative feelings or bad things, whatever, you're not that way. You're very embracing of, you know, the spectrum of human emotion.
Okay.
So if you're using this in kind of a manifestation way, it is very helpful actually, because you're going in a direction of, I want to experience this thing, but you're not doing it as a way to avoid the bad thing.
Right.
You're not allergic to that and saying, well, I don't want to feel pain. I don't want to look at this and like this I'm intolerant towards. So when you do that, if you're intolerant to it or are trying to avoid it so fervently, you tie yourself into a loop with it. So you wind up experiencing it and manifesting that.
Right.
So that's very different. That's a very different frequency. So what you're doing is you're doing it out of curiosity and exploration. And that opens up a lot of doors for the positivity things, the positive reactions to start manifesting, really.
Yes.
So you're utilizing it in the right way. Okay. So no, it's not bad. Gaslighting yourself, that's very interesting. I'm like...
I know it was weird, but then I never thought about it like that. So it was just like a kind of thing I always thought about in the back of my mind. Not that like really bothered me, but that I was just like, is this something that I'm not like noticing?
Yeah.
You know?
That's so funny.
So
we're like, I gaslight myself all day. I mean, I guess I look at that as like gassing yourself up, you know, like just going for it. And, you know, if it works.
So it really does.
Oh, yeah. Using it well.
It's wild how well it works. But I do think that it's because it's not just magic happening in the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. It's like within you, like you just said, like hyping you up to make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. And if you're doing it in a way where you're going, I'm viewing you doing it and it's like a free open door, but you're adding the gratitude with it.
Yes.
Which is huge. Gratitude is like gasoline on a fire. There's the gaslighting. So,
right. So I was gaslighting myself.
Like we're totally not using it in the correct way at all. But no, it is like gasoline on a fire. So the gratitude with the positivity and the conviction.
Yes.
The conviction piece is key, because if you're saying, I'm going to do this, but then part of your voice is like, well, who are you to do that? You know, which you don't have, by the way. You don't have a problem with that.
People crazy.
You're not thinking, am I not going to do this? No, right. Like you're going to do it. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's the conviction piece that is going to drive something into fruition very quickly for somebody. But if you have self-doubt or fears or the negative things that are holding you back, like, oh God, I don't know if I can do this. Like, I really don't know. That is going to be a much harder manifestation process to get through. So you're doing it right. Good for you. Yep. Look at you. Little Catholic girl.
I really thought that though, whenever she mentioned that the grandmother said she never raised her voice.
Yeah.
It was just exactly how I interpreted it. And
no, it's good.
And I am a believer that positivity like keeps you going. And just, this is like a really weird comparison.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not going to bring that up.
Okay.
It's just it's okay. It's too low.
Yeah.
Too low for the conversation. But okay. I just think that is, it's survival.
Mm-hmm.
Positivity is survival. Good, feeling good things is survival.
Yeah.
And to what you said about how these people lived so long, I think it was a good outlook on life.
Yeah. It is interesting because the more that I ask that question to people, it's never the green juice, the cold plunging, the, you know, it's not, it's these grounded, gritty, salt of the earth people who can eat the hot dogs and smoke the cigarettes if they want to. You know, when you listen, really look at and pay attention to the research on centenarians, like people 100 or over, it's, they're doing what they want.
Yeah.
Most of the time they really are. They're like, oh, I drink 7 Dr. Peppers a day and I've never seen the doctor. You know, it's wild when you really do the research. And we're all so obsessed today with the, you know, the IV drips and the, and all of those things are great. Don't get me wrong, because our air and our water and our food and stuff, it's a whole different ballgame today for sure. But at the same time, when they're doing these things, like smoking the cigarettes and eating the hot dogs and whatever, their detox pathways are open. They're like, they're able to just go with the flow. There's no rigidity there. Yeah. So it, if you look at it personality wise of, I never raise my voice, or, you know, live and let live, or have a strong faith or trust, you know, all of those things people don't give enough credit to. It's not always the supplements or the exercise or, you know, the perfect diet. It really is your mindset and your belief system is everything. It formulates that whole entire health template.
For sure. So my 90-year-old grandmother has had cancer 2 times, has 1 kidney.
Oh my gosh.
But she's still just very much like, oh, listen to the birds chirping today. Like that's just how she is.
Yeah.
I remember too, whenever I was riding my bike when I was little, she'd be like, you are so lucky to be riding your bike. And I'm like, it's normal. Yeah. What are you talking about? But I get like, you don't get that feeling forever. You don't get that feeling of being 7 and riding your bike and not caring forever.
That's so true.
You know, so I was lucky.
Yeah, it is. It's really true. Not only physically, but also environmentally. Like, you know, the older generation has been through wars and all kinds of things. And, you know, we go through it today, but it's very different from how they went through it, or, you know, the Great Depression or all these kinds of things. And when you really get down to it, they were survivalists.
Yeah, you're right.
And it's that, I will say it again, it's the grounded, rooted energy, the energy of not caring what people think and being honest about who you are and expressing what that is and loving yourself through that, not feeling shame for being from a small town in the South or whatever it is, you know, it's being who you are. And, you know, you're a great testament to that. And I love that you came on here today. You asked the questions and we'll wrap up.
Okay, let's see what I had in here.
Yeah,
really? Sorry, I wrote like a lot of stuff.
No, go ahead. Yeah.
When I spoke about the medium thing, I was going to ask, because you nodded your head when I said this too, that how do you balance, because I've heard you mention a few times that you do practice Catholicism.
Yeah.
How do you balance these gifts with your religion?
That's a very good question. I view them totally separately.
Okay.
So, because I view it as science. So it doesn't...
See, that makes sense.
...even cross that line for me, really. Mm-hmm. So... Because I'm like, okay, it's just as natural as like, you know, if someone was saying, oh, I can, you know, smell something a little bit stronger. And I'm like, well, I can't pick up on that. And you're like, it's right here. Like I smell the coffee or whatever. And I'm like, gosh, you know, I can't really smell that. Some people just have a stronger sensory perception, I guess, in certain areas. Like some people's hearing is better. Some people's eyesight's naturally better, where other people need contacts or glasses or, you know, so... I just view it as like a sensory perception that I have strengthened. Everyone can do it. Yes. It's not, you know, witchcraft or woo woo or whatever. You can certainly, people can take that and go in that direction. That's a whole different ballgame. But, you know, I don't view it as, I haven't had experiences where it's like negative. It's gotten me in trouble. It's, you know, it's very clear for me. It's very black and white of, okay, this is the information. It's coming through. You know, how can we even verify where our thoughts are coming from? You know, like, are they coming from demons? We don't know. Are they coming, you know, like really, that's an honest question. And it's like, it sounds so silly, but you really can't verify, you know? And so when that information's coming through. I'm not fearful of having a thought, you know? So I'm like, well, I'm not going to be fearful of like telling Jen to let go of grief. You know, if I'm hearing that from, you know, your guides, you know, why wouldn't I say that to her? You know?
Yes.
So it, I view it totally differently, and I'm actually very, into my faith. You know, I'll go to church.
You mentioned it a few times, like throughout these podcasts and stuff. And so I was like, I wonder how she's able to balance it, because I know that, like I said, it was something that was just kind of like, gray area.
Yeah, exactly. You know? I know it, it is. I understand
I'm not
where that.
I'm not. I just feel like I don't know enough about it, so that's why I asked.
Right, which is why I try to. I'm trying to podcast about it too, to not have it be so scary, you know, or so conflicting or combative with somebody's religious belief system. So, you know, people are going to think what they want to think, and that's fine. But, you know, I'll rip an old page out of Jen Palpal's book.
But
don't
Definitely, that definitely makes sense, though. Like, even without the science part of it, just like you're using it for good.
Yeah.
How could that be bad?
Right. Exactly. So I'm like, it's just information at the end of the day. So I can't verify where a text message is coming from, or like I can't verify where the internet's coming from. I don't know where it's coming from. It's just on my phone.
Right. Yeah.
So which is a piece of technology that picks up that wave of energy.
Right.
So like, are we going to say, well, that's demonic? I don't know, you know, like I think that's how I think.
Yes.
So I'm like, I just don't get it. Like microwaves or sonograms or x-rays or all these things that are using sound waves and light particles and energy and information to express something that we're using as science and technology today. But as soon as you talk about it with a human body, it's like, can't do that, you know? And I'm like, why not? We're the most fascinating pieces of technology on the planet. Like, why are we not exploring this? This is fascinating.
Yes.
So that, I think that piece is very separate from religion for me. Cause I'm like, well, you know, at the end of the day, God created all that is, you know,
right.
Or all that is God, you know? So I'm like, I don't know, the good, bad, indifferent. I don't know. It's, it all just is to me.
Yes.
So that's the way that I view it. But that's a good question, because a lot of people would think that, you know?
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
Just like, it was just something that I was like, huh, I wonder if that's, you know, ever been brought up to her.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah,
and for sure. Balance. So.
Yeah, that's good. Any other questions?
Can I look?
Yeah. Sorry, Mallory.
You cut out all
like, what is this gonna end
you
up?
You cut out all of the is not a question.
Okay.
This is not a question. This is a great note to end on.
Okay.
It's a timestamp. Yes. So actually, Mallory, what time is it?
12:41.
It is 12:41 on a Wednesday afternoon in our small hometown. And here we are, you and I, like 20 years later.
Mm-hmm.
And getting to celebrate our successes together. Like,
yeah.
How lucky is that?
That is, you know, we're going to pull grandma's attitude out in this, because how lucky are we? I'm so grateful for that, you know?
Yes. Like this is a blessing right here.
Yeah.
I like to do these like random time stamps that help, you know, continue the positive perspective on life.
Yes. No, that's really interesting. I like that. It is. It gives you a chance to kind of pause and reflect and take in the moment.
Yeah. Like just, this is really cool.
This is.
It's my first podcast, my first time wearing headphones.
Yes. We look great.
Yes. So well, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
I had a wonderful time.
Yes, and thank you so much for sharing and being so vulnerable with you know, my audience. And I'm so excited to air this. You're such a great guest, and you're welcome anytime. How can we follow you? What are your socials? Is there a website? What should we do?
Yes. So I don't know if anybody goes to blogs anymore. If you do, it's hotofftherack.com.
Okay.
You can also follow me on Instagram at hotofftherack. Also, I did launch this Hey Hot Mama podcast Instagram, and it's where I post all of my Hot Mama Collective.
Okay. Yeah.
Content. we'll see where that goes.
Yeah.
We'll see where it goes. But if you know me, you know, it's probably going to show up. And then this is my Beck sling bag, which I know that you saw my other Beck bags whenever you were at that party with me.
And I got this wonderful bag.
Such a good bag. And it comes with, do you ever use the long strap too?
I do.
Yes.
Yes. I just used the short one today because it's, you know.
It's just cute.
It's just, cute.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is GG New York.
Yes.
Yes.
And you can always use my code HOAT20. Okay. So sometimes I do say HOAT. Whatever.
And there we go.
HOAT20.
This is Jen.
For 20% off your entire GG New York purchase, including the back sling bag that I designed. We're working on a new design for fall. So lots of exciting things to happen.
Amazing.
And you get to participate with the code.
Yes. So it's HAUTE.
HAUTE off the rack.
Off the rack.
Yes.
Got it. All right. Well,
all right.
Jennifer Palmatalk. Thank you so much for being here.
Yes.
This was so much fun.
Yes. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, thanks.